Conclusion: what survives? This book began with a modest question, not why the universe has the laws it does, but how anything law-like can persist at all. The answer developed here does not invoke optimization, selection, or purpose. It does not appeal to hidden mechanisms, deeper dynamics, or unobservable ensembles. It relies on a single idea applied without exception. Structures that contradict themselves do not persist. Everything else follows. Persistence precedes law. Admissibility has a shape. Laws correspond to fixed points of consistency enforcement. Universality arises through forgetting. Irreversibility follows from elimination. Apparent fine-tuning reflects stability, not choice. Explanation closes only when it survives application to itself. Taken together, these claims do not describe a universe striving toward order. They describe a universe unable to tolerate contradiction. What remains is sparse, stable, and costly. This reframing changes how familiar questions appear. Constants of nature no longer demand metaphysical justification. They are records of survival. Hierarchies no longer suggest delicate tuning. They reflect accumulated constraint. The arrow of time no longer requires an initial condition. It follows from irreversible reconciliation. None of this replaces existing physics. It reorganizes it. The renormalization group, effective field theory, anomaly cancellation, and universality all appear as local expressions of a more general eliminative logic. No new force is proposed. No new symmetry is imposed. The framework offered here does not promise prediction. It offers something quieter, a boundary on explanation. Beyond that boundary, asking why ceases to be meaningful in the same terms. Not because the universe is inscrutable, but because explanation has reached a form that cannot be justified without reintroducing what it forbids. This is not a theory of everything. It is a theory of what can remain. From here, physics continues as it always has, by exploring models, testing consequences, and refining descriptions. Those activities branch outward. The conceptual foundation does not deepen further. It stabilizes. What survives does so not because it is optimal, inevitable, or chosen. It survives because it does not break. That is all this book claims. And it is enough.